No, well, you know, the phone went off and said
the thing. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, JF.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm a little crunchy in the voice, but other than that, I'm okay.
Keep your distance. We don't have any type of divider or anything here.
We need one, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, the germs, I can't.
I think you might want one even when I'm healthy.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Today is Sunday, March 17th, 2019. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. I'm not Irish, but thank you.
But Pam is.
Yes, she is. 4%. She's 4% Irish. Isn't that crazy?
Happy pre-birthday to Dr. Pat.
Tuesday is her birthday. We had the party last night.
The turn up?
Yeah, we had the turn up last night.
Look, you sort of extended. You heard it?
I heard that, yeah. I'm sure I wouldn't get that long.
We had a good time last night. Of course, whatever we do when we celebrate anybody's birthday, it always involves food.
Yes, yeah. It was fun. We had a good time.
We did. We went to, where did we go?
The River Palm Terrace.
Oh, wait, hold on for a second. What it's River Palm Terrace.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't cheap.
Is that the what you remembered most about?
It was very good, though. It's good. I've been there for my birthday before. It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
You had a very enormous steak.
Yeah, Jeanette ate it all. I only had a couple pieces.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, I got beat on that deal sharing with her.
I had what I thought was a ribeye.
But you ordered prime rib, and that's what they brought you.
Did I order prime rib?
Yeah, prime rib is roast beef, and that's what they brought you. You ordered prime rib, not a ribeye.
Well, listen, let me tell you this.
Uh-huh.
I got to chill on that red meat, yo.
Yeah.
My stomach wasn't right after that.
Really?
If Lynette is watching, she's saying, I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, and when I came home, whoo, them farts.
Oh, God.
They was so bad.
Are they done? No, they're done now, right?
Yeah, they done for the most part. You know, I had me a cup of coffee and everything, and I was.
You took care of business. Yeah.
But I got to chill on that red meat, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was tasty nonetheless.
Yeah, the sides were great. Every side was good. Did you try the cream spinach?
No, because that would have gave me a cramp.
Oh, the cream spinach was what's up.
You definitely had a cramp.
No, I was fine.
No, I don't think so.
I have a very strong stomach.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like hash browns that day, where that was the only thing in the morning that really will send me.
That's it?
Yeah, flying to the bathroom.
You mean home fries?
Yeah, what would I say?
Hash browns.
Oh, yeah, home fries, yeah. Right.
Black people would say.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But it was a good time, and so Tuesday is Pam's official birthday.
Yes.
So
39 again.
So everybody make sure that they wish the queen some born day love. Speaking of born day, today is Sean Price.
Yes.
Birthday. Rest in peace, Sean Price. Sean Price is loved.
Yeah.
Very much so, especially in this orange basement.
Yes.
And about. I didn't check to see how old he would have been, but today's his birthday, and that's what we should really celebrate and focus on. And rest in peace to Sean Price. And matter of fact, if y'all interested in those Ruck hoodies that Master Ace kindly had on in...
Right.
What was it, Brooklyn Story video, Bert? I'm sorry, Brooklyn video. You can get those at his lovely wife's IG page, Bernadette Price.
Is right.
Bernadette always humble?
Right, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and shout out to Bernadette because she is also a friend of Lachey.
She works hard.
Yeah.
She works very hard keeping his legacy alive.
That's right, that's right.
Which is nice to see. It's inspiring, actually.
And you know what? And she does it because that was her true love.
You know I agree.
I mean? And I really admire
her. I agree. She keeps the legacy alive, and it's well done.
That's right. So shout out and rest in peace to the legend, Sean Price. This weekend, in addition to us going out and eating full loads of red meat.
Right.
My family and I saw Green Book.
Great movie.
For the very first time.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was phenomenal. Yes, I know that I'm 4 months late.
It's okay? Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I was informed that it's actually on Amazon Prime. Then, you know, people wondering why the hell are we still
Is it really?
To, yeah. While we're going to the movies to see it.
I haven't seen a good movie at the movies. You can't be mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I went to get the tickets online, and it was literally like nobody else in the theater when I was purchasing the tickets. But, right. You know, when we got there, it was about six people.
Right.
But, do you remember the guy's name? The white guy? The Italian guy?
Vito Morganson?
Yeah. Did he play in something before this?
He's been a lot of stuff, but never a role like that. That's a huge role. I have a question.
Sure.
Ali won the Oscar for that.
Marshalla? Did I say it right?
Marshalla? Yeah, Ali. Mm-hmm. Ali won the, Oscar for that. Do you think, Viggo Mortensen was better than him in the movie?
Better, no.
Okay. Okay. No. That's interesting. No,
I thought he was damn good, though.
Yeah, he was really good. I thought he was very good.
You know, like, I'll put it to you like this. What's the guy's name?
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo?
Yeah. I think it's Viggo. V-I-G-G-O, I believe.
His role, I feel, wasn't as complex as, I hate to mess up his name, Marshalla, because... You know, Marshalla had to go into a zone.
I understand.
Transform.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know the brother, but I'm going to assume that character is nothing like.
Well, when you look at the baseline of who he is, he's a college basketball player. He played college basketball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was a college basketball player. I forget where school he played at. He was a college basketball player, and then he played really just a street thug in the last movie.
And I'm not going to say it's and easy then he's playing, to no, play a street thug.
No, I agree with you. But now he's playing this, now he's making
this is
really...
what I'm saying.
I mean, what's next? You know what I mean? You look forward to his next role. He's really the next Denzel.
All right.
In my opinion, he's the next Denzel.
Let's not start.
He has the versatility.
No, he definitely has the versatility. But what I'm trying to say without trying to...
I think he has as many Oscars as Denzel now, by the way.
All right. That doesn't mean anything. Okay. I'm not trying to diminish anybody's hard work.
It sounds like you are, actually.
No, I'm not. But I'm just saying... Okay, how about this? I'll give you an example.
Right.
Okay, so I'm reading for this role right now.
Okay.
And... This role I'm supposed to be playing is for a commercial.
Right.
And it's supposed to be me playing this African-American.
Right.
Sass-talking.
Right.
Agent or whatever to an actor.
Listen. Other than the agent part, so far you've nailed it.
This is what I'm saying. It's like, this is a fucking walk in the park for me.
Yeah. I would say... You're certainly African American.
What I'm saying,
and you
is
certainly
that...
talk a lot of shit. So now if you could just channel an Asian or an agent,
and I'm
an Asian. I said an Asian.
An Asian.
Ni hao. But if you could just channel an agent now.
My thing is, it's like, come on, y'all. I got this. This is like,
yeah, that'd be dope.
I could walk in there and do this shit with my fucking eyes.
Right.
Okay. But that's what I'm trying to say.
I understand.
Say what I'm saying.
But to play a classically trained pianist who's
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was some role.
Right.
But that's like Malcolm X. He went from playing the guy in Glory to Malcolm X to King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Right.
To Creasy.
Right.
You know, like you see all of those roles and you're like, yo, but that guy I said Malcolm. Yeah, that was the first thing I said. To me, that is the greatest role he's ever played.
That is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
But I think Ali could do that. He may even pass Denzel soon.
But what I'm saying, and I'm not doubting him.
Right.
But he hasn't yet.
Wow.
Okay,
you
so
are
you
can't. Hater.
No. That's not hate. That's just giving the God what he deserves. Denzel is all the way up here.
Understand.
I'm talking about he is seasoned. I'm talking about
understand.
You
he's made some bad movies too now.
No, I'm not saying he don't, but you can't compare the junior God to the God.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
But that's like
now,
saying.
I'm not saying he ain't on his way.
But that's like saying, oh, you know, after Illmatic, oh, Nas could be the next Rakim. That's all we're saying here. That's all we're saying. We're not saying he's better. We're just saying he could be the next Denzel. And at a young age, he's got two Oscars already.
Listen, brother, I'm not.
Okay, don't hate on Ali now.
Stop viewing it as hate. I don't hate him. I think he's a phenomenal. Wasn't that the first thing I said?
Listen.
I said he was phenomenal.
There's a demographic. Listen, there's a demographic of African American women who love Denzel.
And there's a demographic who
and
love
they're never.
What's
not yet. Not yet. It's going to take a long time for Ali
tell you
to get
something.
You guys are blind when it comes. Let me tell you, if Denzel had R. Kelly stuff come out.
You're not going to tell me as an African American woman what I like. Okay? Number one is Master Motherfucking Ace. Okay?
I understand.
No, but let me just say this, though.
Uh huh.
Marshalla.
Uh huh.
Oh, I'm really saying his name right. He is our age bracket. You understand?
No, he's younger than us.
Denzel is a little bit more
but
mommy.
But I think Ali is like 32, 33. I think he's much younger
than
us.
Like I said, my age bracket.
Sorry, man. What was I thinking? He is your age. I forgot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that I could tell you at least a good 5-piece dinner that's in my phone that we could get on the phone right now and be like, Marshalla.
Yeah.
Ali.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that as far as comparing, as far as acting skills, you're right. He's on his way.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay, he's on his way. Now, can we move on from Mersh?
No, hold on. Because there's another couple. There's another couple actors out there who are one.
I didn't know this was the acting show. All right, go.
There's other actors out there who probably one guy gets a lot of credit because he looks good.
Who?
Stringer Bell.
Okay.
Not necessarily the best actor. He was good as Stringer Bell, but other than that, he hasn't been good at anything else. And then there's somebody who really is underrated. He hasn't.
Speaking of hate, what has he
been good at? To name another role other than Stringer Bell. I see. So he wasn't good at anything else. He did a terrible movie with you know who does terrible movies? Fucking Taraji Henson. Taraji Henson does terrible movies,
is that
too.
Is her last name Henson?
Yeah, Taraji P. Henson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does terrible. Except for Empire, that's classic TV. But no, but you know, there's certain people don't get a lot of credit.
She actually did excellent in Benjamin Button's.
Yeah, but that was 150 years ago. Benjamin Button's was still a baby when they did it.
But is it her fault that she's getting these roles?
Yeah, she's taking them.
Well, she got to fucking eat.
That's whack.
Well, what do you mean it's whack? I don't think she's the blame. Maybe you should blame her agent.
Maybe. Somebody's got to get blamed because she's making some terrible fucking movies.
Well, that last movie that she made, what was that?
Which one? The one with the What Men Think? I'm sure that was terrible, right?
I don't know, but...
The one that featured the Maserati was even worse.
Oh, right. You actually went to the movies to see that.
I'll never get that money or that time back.
You know you could have got your money back. Look.
Yeah, I've seen... We did that once. We did that for whatchamacallit? Moonlight.
You did?
Yeah, we got our money back from Moonlight. We said it was because the crowd was noisy.
The unmitigated goal?
That movie sucked.
To take food out of Marshall's mouth?
Yeah. Sorry. Movie sucked.
And he just sitting up here, mad pro Marshall.
I like the dude. I took it out of the director's mouth as far as I'm concerned. That fucking movie is terrible. And you ain't like his last movie either.
Moonlight?
No, the other Moonlight director, the Walking on Beale Street. Yeah, he doesn't deserve any money. You should ask for your money back on that too. We should send him a letter. Be like, yo, we want our $25 back from your bullshit movies.
But he didn't do Green Light. I mean, Green Book. Did
no,
he?
No, no, he didn't. No, of course I was good. Right, enough of the acting. Enough of Critics Corner.
Oh Jesus!
Any good movie he didn't do?
Something ain't right. That's all I gotta say. Yeah. But anyway. With Green Book, and did I mention that we went to this burger spot called Zen Burger?
Zen Burger's great.
Honey?
Yeah.
That's Zenburger.
And tell the story because I found it amusing.
What? How we went to Zenburger and we were kind of real close to movie time. And so we just packed up all of our burgers. And
yes.
We shoved
Not
them
just in. The burgers.
And my milkshake.
Your milkshake,
and
yeah.
And we put it in my inside coat pocket.
Yes.
This is what we do. What's the problem?
No, I just brought back good memories.
But let me just tell y'all real quick, because y'all know that I'm a super, super, duper, duper foodie, that I had ordered this turkey burger with Swiss and avocado. And all I'm going to say is that turkey burger was mad seasoned.
Yeah.
And it was fresh and it was good.
Yeah, they have one of those by us.
It's good.
In that mall. You know the mall that...
The Ritzy Mall.
Yeah. Well, no, that's... Mall. Yeah, well, yeah.
All right. So anyway, can we get on?
Sure, this has been fun so far.
I'll try and stay focused. Let's start off with some good news, okay?
We have good news?
Yeah. Look, you know what my good news is? Well, it's good for me to hear because I am a fan of Missy Elliott.
Yes.
Let's give a round of applause for Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott, in my opinion, does not get enough credit. Why won't Missy Elliott make some new music?
That's an interesting question.
She is so freaking dope. And honestly, I just really, really love her.
She's the most underrated in hip-hop. Not just the most underrated woman. She may be the most underrated artist in hip-hop.
She could be.
Yeah.
She could be. I'm talking about lyrics. I'm talking about innovator.
Yes.
I'm talking about just... production.
Yeah.
Did I say writing?
She's the whole package.
She's fucking dope.
Yeah,
yo.
She's the whole package.
She's dope.
And it's like she learned her lessons. Like she learned how to produce from Timbaland. Like she was always just a natural born writer.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that she, that whole Virginia thing is interesting to me. Because you know you have Pharrell with that type of presentation. You have Timbaland with that type of presentation. You have the Clips with that type of presentation. And then you have Missy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're all very different, but they're all very in your face.
Right.
And I think that she took a lot from everybody.
She's
personally.
She's strong. Like,
she's great.
She is. And you know, I really wish that she would make some new stuff because, you know, she's just necessary.
Yes, I agree.
She's necessary. But anyway, Missy Elliott, she just made history. She is the first female rapper to achieve this. The Berklee College of Music announced that she will receive her honorary doctorate this spring, along with Justin Timberlake, but he gets enough shit. But kudos to...
It's disrespectful to Missy Elliott to put him... But Justin Timberlake doesn't write, produce.
How do you know he doesn't write?
I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't write his music.
I don't think
that's
accurate.
Produce his music. He doesn't make the music, I'm sure. I'd love to see his writer's credits. I'd love to see if he gets any,
you know,
if
I'm
he
not,
writes any of those songs
at all.
I don't think he does.
I'm not going to take anything away from Justin because I really don't know his bio like that.
Yo,
know
he's whack. That's whack. Because listen, because we just said.
He just called me a hater in the first 5 minutes.
No, because I'm going to tell you, because Justin Timberlake and Missy Elliott are totally different animals. One is an absolutely contrived person because he was cute. Missy was not. Missy was not made famous because she was cute. It's very hard for a female rapper to look like Missy and get to where she got, especially when she was at the height of her game.
Right.
When she did I Can't Stand the Rain.
Oh, shit.
When she did that, she was not pretty. That was not made. That video, she was not cute.
But here's the thing, JF. We didn't care.
Understood.
Because
but if Justin Timberlake looked like her.
You can't.
But what? If Justin Timberlake looked like her, he'd have never been in sync. He would have never had any of these songs out. He wouldn't have been. What was the song he did with Jay-Z with the tuxedos and all that dumb gay shit? Yo, that shit was terrible. But how do you put a real artist like Missy Elliott, a true artist, in with Justin Timberlake, who's a boy band dude?
Well, I don't think
that's
whack. I don't really think it was a matter of. Let's find two artists
I'm
that we can compare.
I'm disappointed in the Berklee School. And the Berklee School is a very well acclaimed.
I'm disappointed in them because they acknowledged this queen and she
it's
needed
a very,
to be acknowledged.
It's a, they shouldn't have acknowledged Justin Timberlake. As a musician.
Can we acknowledge the good thing that they did?
You know what? If you want to acknowledge Justin Timberlake, acknowledge him at a freaking dance school. Acknowledge him at the Michael Jackson. Acknowledge him at the Usher School of Michael Jackson mimicry.
Oh my
mimicry.
God. Oh.
Because that's all they did.
Tell me how you really feel today.
Ah, it's whack.
You had to throw your pen?
Yo, Missy Elliott's dope. Missy Elliott's dope.
Yeah, I was trying to like start this off on a positive note, and I don't know what happened.
Justin Timberlake. Come on, man.
Shout out to Missy Elliott. You know. Let's end this on a positive note. Shout out to the queen. It is well deserved. This is a story that I came across this week that, well, before I comment on it, let me just tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. So this week I was watching Wendy Williams.
Your favorite. You love to hate Wendy.
No, that is not true.
Okay.
That is so not true. First of all, let me just say this, because when people put out untruths on me, I have to clear this up. Number one, first and foremost, I do not dislike Wendy.
Okay.
Wendy is, like I've told you in the past, and I believe I spoke on this at the live show, how necessary Wendy is to the culture. She paved the way for a lot of people. And what she has done has never been done before in our industry. She's definitely a trailblazer. There's things that I don't like about Wendy. And it's not her craft or what she does or whatever, because nobody can ever take that away from her, from what she achieved. What I don't like is that if you are on a platform where you talk about everybody and their mother, which we are, you have to be able to humble and humanize yourself and know that it's okay that you could talk about yourself. And Wendy does not do that. And that I have a problem with. Like I told you before, and we could go into it if you want to again. Whatever the situation that happened with her, her personal life, her husband, whatever. Yes, it is her personal business, but it is our business too. Because you know why? We've been supporting you. And we have a right to know. And I just personally feel that if you would have just came out, humanized yourself and said, yo, this is a situation that happened, you think the freaking world would not be Team Wendy? Of course we would, because you ain't the first person that ever got cheated on by your dude. You ain't the first person who... You're not the first person. It makes you more relatable.
Right.
So for her to have come back, said absolutely nothing, but you see I'm still wearing my ring and all of that, that was corny to me, and that's all I'm saying. But nevertheless, I still like Wendy and watch Wendy. Now can I move on, sir?
Please.
All right, so Wendy was on her show, and she spoke on Howard Stern. Howard Stern is coming out with a book, and it's going to be sold on Amazon. This is the first book that Howard Stern has put out in over 20 years, and it's titled Howard Stern Comes Again. She starts off with her spiel on the show by saying how she loves Howard. Anybody who knows her know that when she first came into this game, she two people that she's always admired was Howard Stern and Oprah. Everything is good, right? Then, you know, that's what she did to build up, because when you throw in a tiny little bit of shade, you want to try to, right, you know, start it off with something positive.
But in her defense, that wasn't just since her BLS days, she spoke glowingly of Howard Stern. Loved it. No, since her BLS days.
Absolutely. I'm not taking nothing away from her.
So it's not like she just said that with him. She really meant that. That was heartfelt.
No. I do believe that.
Yeah.
I do, because she's been bigging up Howard Stern since years. Zero.
Yeah, exactly. Since zero, right.
So what she said was, I just don't understand what this book could possibly be about, because he's so Hollywood right now. She said, when you started out, you were just like me. You were of the people. And since you've been behind the mic so long, now you are the people. Anyways, she said the book is coming out in May. Make sure y'all pick up the book. Everything was all positive or whatever. Basically, she was trying to say that he's super, super Hollywood now. Everything that he's possibly going to say in this book is going to be super predictable.
Right.
This, that, and the third. Her opinion. She's entitled to it. Fine. Was it a little bit of shade? A tiny bit. But at the same token,
The book didn't even need to get a mention.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was still a plug. Like you always say, all publicity
is good publicity.
Correct.
Unless it's about 14-year-old girls and 9-year-old boys. That's not good publicity.
So, Mr. Stern caught wind of what Wendy said, and he didn't take too kindly to it at all. No. He spent a great deal of his show cursing Wendy Williams out. And when I say a great deal, he spent over 40 minutes. I'm sorry, that 40 was hard. I just saw a piece of...
That's his...
He's a spit fly. That's how passionate
red,
I am.
Red meat.
This. 40 minutes going in on Wendy. He said, and I quote, she's a jealous bitch.
Wow.
He also said, you'll never be me, Wendy. You can't pretend to, you can pretend to be me, but you're not. You don't have the wit that I have. You don't have the talent that I have. You couldn't have my career. You're just a fly. That's what he said. He also got very personal. He said, you don't need to worry about me. You need to worry about your husband and what he's doing. And your mystery illness is what he said. He also said, you're nobody to me.
Well, but like, let me say, apparently she is if you know all the business about her.
Wait. He also said, you talking about I'm not real and I'm Hollywood? You're fake. You're as fake as those boobs.
Yikes.
That you have. So shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Is what he said. I wouldn't F you. I would F RuPaul before I F you. You can't tell me that you don't stand up peeing. You pee standing up. And you know what? I hope that your balls get caught in your zipper.
Pause. There's a lot of pausing going on now. RuPaul?
That's what he said. He said, I bet you $20 she pees standing up.
Yikes.
Now, let me just say this. At first, when he was going on his little rant or whatever, I was just like, all right, he's mad. Wendy could take it. Just a little bit of her own medicine that she get. But once he called her a bitch.
Yeah, not a good look.
I was removed. Shay done left the fucking chat after that. Because rule number one, and this goes to, we ain't going to talk about black men right now. We're going to put them on ice. Rule number one, white men pay attention. You don't in your life call a black woman a bitch. That's first off.
Not a good
or
move.
A Latina woman.
Can I throw something else in there? You never tell them suck my dick either. Those are two things. Those are two things.
He's speaking from experience.
You don't say, you know what? You can suck
let
my
dick. Let me tell you what you don't do.
Yeah, don't do either one of those things.
I'm giving you black woman 101.
Yeah.
Howard Stern, my respect level has dropped.
Precipitously.
Whatever that mean? Yeah, that.
But yeah.
He said
yeah.
I was in a cult. I don't even know what that means.
That's funny. A cult.
Honey, when he called her a bitch, I really felt that was truly unnecessary.
Yeah, that was
because not for nothing, that disrespect wasn't even warranted to what she said. She did not say anything crazy or disrespectful.
None of it was.
Exactly.
Really, he could have left that as, you know what, Wendy? Thanks for your opinion, but you want to be me.
Right.
Move on.
You was already up here 2 times, so what you saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. You think this was planned?
Absolutely not. Not that level of disrespect. Bitch? A effing bitch?
But now we're talking about Wendy.
Nah.
But now we're talking about Wendy and defending her instead of talking about Wendy and her everything else that's going on in her life.
Nah.
I don't know. Don't kid yourself.
Nah, you're thinking too much into it.
I don't know. 40 minutes. Howard Stern, to sit there and say you don't care about her and you know all the ins and outs of a relationship and a personal life.
He said,
life
let me just also add this too. It was just, it was way too, the jabs were way too personal and way too disrespectful for it to be a publicity stunt. He said, first of all, I never fainted on my show. You gonna play with somebody's sickness? He said, and by the way, nobody likes you. They were praying for you not to come back. Yo, I mean, he was just really, he even called Todd. Now tell me this is a publicity stunt. A bug-eyed cunt?
Nice.
I don't think so, brother.
Nice talk.
Oh, no.
The worst thing that ever happened to Howard Stern was going to satellite radio, because now he could really just swear.
Right.
Like, he really just became so vulgar. So over-the-top vulgar. Like, he swears now just to swear.
All I'm going to say is right there, that was ridiculous to me. That was ridiculous.
But you never know. You know, Wendy gets the joke with him.
And you know, if you want to talk about publicity, you know what would have been very good publicity? If Wendy would have came back the next day and addressed it. She don't want to give no attention to nothing that's negative. But all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
Because you, but honey, let me tell you something. Let me would have had that platform.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they opened that curtain, I would have came out. Let me tell you something, Howard.
Yeah.
Before I even sat down. Let me tell you what you're not going to do. But listen, to each his own. She's the queen for a reason, right? Okay. Did you hear about Rosario Dawson that just confirmed that she was not only dating, but in love with Senator Cory Booker? Did you hear this, sir?
Yeah.
You're very mild mannered on this one. This is so unlike you.
I didn't know she was gay. I always thought Cory Booker kind of was homosexual. That's just what I thought. I mean, you don't have a girlfriend all these years, and then all of a sudden you run for president, you get Rosario Dawson.
What he's had, JF.
That guy has lived his life in front of everybody purposely. Everything he does other than women.
Speaking of publicity stunts.
Yes.
You know he's running for president,
That's
right?
What I'm saying. What a perfect time to have a beautiful girlfriend.
She's very beautiful.
Yeah. She's Spanish too, right?
Yes.
Oh, so that's another demographic. That was pretty smart.
You like that?
And without selling out.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I find this couple a little odd.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yeah.
What on earth? And yeah. I said that with an F. With Rosario. What with Cory Booker?
Michelle Obama.
That's what she sees herself
That's
as?
That's what she sees herself as. Fuck, if Melania Trump can do it,
honey,
I can do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right? But look
what And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to go a step even further. I don't even understand why Cory Booker running, to tell you the truth.
He has no chance.
But he said what Rosario said. Donald Trump could do it.
Yeah, but you know what?
I could do it too.
There's a whole different scenario there that they use. Like, the same reason Bernie Sanders kept running after he knew he lost.
Right.
Because you keep getting money. You keep living off of that money. So any campaign contributions that he has, let's say he has $10 million in his senatorial campaign fund. He's never going to use that $10 million. So what he'll do is he'll just spend $5 million towards running towards president. You see what I'm saying? And then all of that money. And then you're living off the money again. So while you're on the campaign trail, you're writing everything off. So Bernie Williams kept running, even though Bernie Williams, baseball player. Bernie Sanders kept running, even though he knew he couldn't win because he had to burn off all that expense money.
Right.
So he's living for free.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he's still running around, going here, not going to work, not doing his job, not doing any of that, but still being able to spend the money and live for free.
But before you keep trying to talk bad about Bernie.
It's politicians in general. I'm using him as an example. Everybody was still wondering, why is he still running? He was still running because he had to spend all that money for free.
For the record, I love Bernie. I'm just saying, for the record, I love Bernie. Bernie's supposed to be running too.
Bernie's unelectable.
Bernie's what?
Unelectable. Someone farther left is not going to get elected and get Trump out of office. It has to be someone moderate.
Well.
But anyway, that's another issue.
Listen,
I love Bernie. I love what he stands for. He understands us. He's been fighting for us since forever. Unfortunately, this don't have nothing to do with nothing, but everybody knows if Joe Biden runs, it's a riddity rap.
We'll see.
Joe Biden is way more
electable. I would agree with that, but I got to tell you something.
And, you know, it is what it is.
He got painted with the he's down with Obama brush, and white people want nothing to do with Obama.
Yeah, well, how about this?
It's going to be interesting. I hope to God this guy loses re-election, but I don't know.
Listen, are you going to vote for him?
For who? you know I can't vote. Yeah, I ain't got to do me dirty like that. That's foul.
Oh, Jesus. But anyway, for all who don't know who Rosario Dawson is, she's an actress, okay?
She's cute. For a Spanish chick, she's cute.
That was not nice.
I'm just saying. It's not my style.
Cory Booker, for all who don't know that, he's a senator, and he was previously the mayor.
Of Newark. Spend all the Zuckerberg money.
You want that for Newark? All right, hold on. Where is it? All right.
Hold on. Can we talk about Cory Booker's career in Newark? He got elected as mayor. Mark Zuckerberg gave hundreds of millions of dollars. He gave that to the existing teachers in the teachers union for education and then went to the Senate. Great job.
Are you done?
I'm just saying.
Rosario, isn't that an odd name?
Is it a real name? She's an actress.
Rosario?
It should be Rosario, right?
Right.
Yeah, you would think.
All right, but anyway. She was in movies like He Got Game.
Maybe she's... Now it makes sense! Now it makes sense!
Speaking of peeing, standing
now
up...
Now it makes sense!
What an ass.
Sorry.
You are nasty.
I'm just saying. It's all that red meat.
Whew. You need a laxative after that steak you had, though. Seriously.
Jeanette ate it all. I barely had any.
Get some Citrona after this. But anyway, she was in movies like He Got Game.
Yes, she was in He Got Game.
She was
a hoe in that, right? She was the one who ended up sleeping with the agent. It was Jesus. Yeah, she was great in that. I like that movie, by the way.
You love any movie when somebody's a hoe.
No, not really.
Well,
no. I'll have to think of one that I don't, but yeah, you might be right.
She was in Josie and the Pussycats.
That movie
sucked. She was in Men in Black.
Yes, she was in Men in Black.
She was in Rent.
I didn't watch that.
No. And what I remember her most from was Chris Rock's Top 5. You remember that? When she was in that? Wasn't she like the reporter or something like
doing
that?
Doing it, yeah, and they ended up being together at the end, right? Yeah, yeah. No, not good.
No, it wasn't. But that's what I remember.
It was completely unremarkable.
So anyway, she was spotted at Reagan.
She was in the one, wasn't she in the one with Will Smith? Hitch?
I don't know.
Was that her? Was that? I get her and the other one confused. Who's the one that married the Ryan Philippe dude?
Was it?
Oh, no, not Ryan Philippe.
Eva?
Yeah, I get them mixed up.
We just spoke of
Ava Mendez. I get them mixed up. She got married. She married that dude and had a baby, and they got a couple kids. They're done.
I don't think they're together no more.
Maybe not. But I get those two.
She was like the hottest actress at one point, and then the lady that's on Modern Family just took her life away.
Yeah, she's not even. She can't even understand what she's saying.
Ever.
I'm saying, you know, there's a couple.
But she's huge.
So is Penelope Cruz. You couldn't understand a fucking word she said. I saw Vanilla Sky. I still don't know what the fuck she was talking about.
Watch it over.
She should have never done. She should have never done English movies. There's a couple people who should have never done English movies. Selma Hayek barely made the cut from Desperado.
She's very pretty to me.
Very pretty, but her English not that great. But Ava
married a billionaire too, by the way.
Yeah, she did her thing. She did the Eve exit. Yeah, that was smart. They're probably paying off somebody for their kids' college right now. But listen, but let me tell you something. Seriously, I didn't understand a fucking word Penelope Cruz said. It was like Jet Li. You know Chow Yun Fat? You don't know him. He's a Hong Kong actor. He's a Hong Kong actor. Couldn't speak fucking English. They brought him over here to do movies. But Penelope Cruz doesn't speak English either. What the fuck, man? How you gonna have somebody who can't speak English do English movies?
Are you done?
Yeah. I took a lot of cold medicine this morning.
Oh. God, Jesus.
A little fired up, I'm sorry.
As I was saying,
uh-huh. No English.
Rosario was spotted at Reagan National Airport in D.C. when she was asked about their relationship,
and she said, smiling and glowing and blushing,
she said, "He's an amazing human being, and their relationship is a wonderful thing." She said, "I'm grateful to be with someone that I respect, love, and admire so much.
He cooks, cleans, he gives me great makeup tips."
Full. So it's fair to say that she's pushing for her man to run for presidency in 2020. Anyway, can you see Rosario as a first lady?
Listen.
All
right. We got an ex-Russian call girl as a fucking first lady now. So what's the difference?
Listen, when you're right, you're right.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You're right. And just and to give you...
Speaking of not speaking English.
Do you know a comedian named Eric Andre?
Yes.
Oh, because she was with him for a couple of years in 2017.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yo, hold on.
What?
Really?
Really.
Eric Andre is...
He's Canadian.
And not only is he Canadian, he's bisexual.
All right.
Yo, like, admittedly, from what I understand.
At this, these are the points in the show where I'm glad we don't have endorsement deals.
No, I'm saying you can Google it.
Because at this particular point is when we would lose everything.
Yo, you know Rosario. Like, that's Rosario Dawson. Now I get it. It all makes sense now. I get it all.
Can I finish, sir?
Yeah, go ahead. Eric Andre is, Eric Andre's.
They confirmed that they were in a full-fledged relationship just in 2017.
Right.
So it ultimately ended when she had ovarian cyst surgery. She had some internal bleeding.
Ugh. No one wants to hear that.
I'm just letting you know. It was just like, listen, if I can give you facts, I'll give you facts. Right. Instead of, you know, a whole bunch of bullshit that you spew. So anyway, and then they shortly broke up after that. And just a little fun fact.
Right.
Rosario's a Trekkie. So,
Star Trek.
Yeah, so I kind of understand maybe with those two together because, you know, that little quirky,
yeah,
nerdy. I don't know. Just whatever.
Did she date Liberace? Because that... Liberace...
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm just checking. I'm just checking. Michael and Jackson. And also,
just an added piece of information.
Uh-huh.
She has an adopted 12-year-old daughter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That she adopted in 2014.
Wow, so she adopted when she was 5. I do the math right?
No.
7.
Right. So, yeah, just want to let you know. So if they go run in and they decide to get married, you know, it'll be them three
instant
up
family.
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like that?
Yeah, it worked
out
perfectly.
Drake's still on tour. You know that? He was performing in Manchester.
You know, he took the Michael Jackson song out.
Yeah. You've been paying attention this week, huh?
Yeah.
He performed at the Manchester Arena, and yeah, a lot of people know that that was something that was super noticeably
absent.
Right. You remember that song? It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
That was this right there. All right, yeah. Well, he removed all of that.
He had a lot of good songs.
Oh, you talking about Drake or MJ?
Michael Jackson. He had a lot of good songs. Drake has a lot of good songs, too. Drake's pretty good songs, man.
He played like a good portion of that, you know, It Don't Matter to Me, because, of course, that's from the Scorpion album. In addition to Rock With You,
right.
He even singing along to it. Like, it was like a little dope little skit that he had. Right. He removed all of that. And all of this is, of course, it was based off of him watching Leaving Neverland. He's going to London. He's going to Dublin. He's going to Birmingham. And many more shows after that. And, I mean, I just wanted to point out that him removing that part pretty much speaks volumes. His son's mother has been present at a couple of shows.
Right.
Receiving all access, VIP treatment and everything.
Right.
She getting private jetted everywhere.
Cheaper to be nice to her.
Honey, let me tell you something. You think Drake is stupid. He is far from stupid.
We never said he was stupid.
Never?
Never.
They're maintaining a very, very good relationship since Adonis has been born. By the way, Adonis was born on Drake's birthday. Did you know that?
No.
How would
we know?
Listen.
He hid all the details for years. How would we know anything? Lucky we know it's a fucking kid.
You're so nasty.
I'm just saying.
Adonis was born in 2017. So, anyway, there's no drama
They said he has an extremely strong bond with his son. He FaceTimes him every single day. He got his picture on his, his lock screen, right, or whatever. He's bragging. He's showing everybody. He's a proud dad. And, you know, they said that the kid's learning multiple languages already and all of that. But anyway, I just wanted to...
Fuck it, too. Fucks you say Baba in four fucking languages? What the fuck you say when you're 2 fucking years old?
You're disgusting.
I'm just saying, fucking multiple languages. What the fuck are we running?
You're
here?
Hating again.
I'm just saying.
How many languages do you know?
It's a stupid thing to say. I could say I knew 20 languages in two. Nobody knows what the fuck you're saying anyway.
Listen, fuckface.
That's just dumb, man. That's just a dumb thing to say.
Listen,
he's learning trigonometry.
One year old is holding up cards, right, and saying, spelling words out and all of that.
Yeah,
it's not
bullshit.
Impossible.
It's a scam. I'm 2 years old. Oh, my 2-year-old's learning trigonometry. What the fuck? How you gonna disprove it?
What?
He speaks four languages. Four languages. He speaks one fucking language. He's two.
Why do you have so much hate in your blood?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, since you've been so riled up.
I'm not riled up.
Oh, no?
No, I'm in a good mood today.
Guess
it's
what?
Fun show.
You're gonna get riled up now.
Why?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, boy. What did she do now? What is she doing? Did she get married again?
She has done yet another good deed.
Oh, boy.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. We could talk about the Kardashians all day, every day, about the Hodom and all of the stuff that they do. We can be nice once in a while to mention something nice.
Okay. What did she do?
Okay. A man by the name of Matthew Charles.
Right.
Served 20 years of his 35-year sentence for a non-violent drug and weapon charge. He was the very first to be released under new prison reform laws. Charles recently had his housing application denied because of his background.
Right.
Kim Heard from Twitter wanted to help him in some way, and she has paid 5 years of his rent. Well, for the next 5 years, so that he can get on his feet. He'd been trying to get on his feet on his own. He'd been working. He'd been living with friends. He, you know, purchased his own little vehicle, but he couldn't get his own place because of the obvious. He posted his good news to express his gratefulness and decided to save up all of his money while he's working during these 5 years to hope that he could get his own situation. So, listen. The moral of this story is, which I know that you never, ever want to say anything nice about those people.
That's
I just want to say this. She don't fucking have to. She don't have to.
You know what I'd really like her to do?
No, I don't want to know. I truly don't want to know.
I'd like her to use her influence, since she's this magnanimous with her years of rent and everything else. But I think what she should do.
What should she do?
She should sit down with her buddy, the orange one, and her husband, who said thought slavery was a choice, and say, hey, maybe instead of me having to pay 5 years rent for somebody, maybe we can break this system of ruining the black family that we have. Because what happens is, the black man goes to prison. He comes out, he can't stay in low affordable housing because he has a prison record. So the wife is by herself struggling with a son or a daughter. That next one has no father figure in the house. What they've done, they've systematically broken down the black family. They send the father to prison, then when the father comes home, he can't come home. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So now you have a kid, you have a son who doesn't have a father, whose father's in prison, comes home, can't be the father. You can't stay here. You're a convict. Bye. Slams the door. What's he gonna do? He's gonna go back to prison. Right? Now the son grows up and goes into the same system. How many years? That's what Kim Kardashian needs to address, not 5 years of rent for one person. Yes.
Teacher, can you call on me?
Yes. You in the front row.
Thank you. Everything that you just said was on point, accurate, and factual. But it also falls into the category of it's never enough.
It's paying one person's rent for 5 years is not enough.
Mister!
I agree with you.
And guess what?
It's not enough.
Again, I'm going to say this.
She didn't have to.
I fucking have to do none
they
of that.
They don't tell us. They don't tell us.
All I'm saying is that.
If you're going to fix something,
never
fix
enough
it.
For you people.
If you're going to fix something, fix it. That's a temporary Band-Aid. Right. On a very serious
Which?
Problem that she's trying to be an influencer.
Which?
Right?
She could have took her cover, put it over her shoulder, and went. Went back to sleep.
No, because she's trying to be.
And this is what I just heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm going to just tell you what I heard. I heard she was absolutely furious that the story got out.
Yeah, she was. I'm sure she was furious the sex tape got out, too. I'm sure she was furious that her mother directed the sex tape and released that, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
You don't remember her cursing, right, J.R.?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, come on.
Hey, listen.
That's the problem to address, not this man's rant. You're going to use your influence. Use your influence for the greater good, not for one person's rant and then announce it. That's whack.
All I'm going to say is I hope things work out for Matthew.
Me too. I'm glad Matthew, he got his rent paid.
Matthew, hold your head.
There's a lot of fucking Matthews out there, Shay. There's a lot of Matthews.
Save them all.
Yes, you can.
No, she can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
She cannot.
That's what I'm telling you. You can by effecting real change. Not paying one person's rent for 5 years, but sitting down with the Make America Great Again clowns and saying, listen to what we have to do. That's effecting change. I saw a funny meme the other day. It said, Kylie Jenner, first self-made billionaire. And somebody put his self-made as your dad's vagina. I thought that was the funniest meme I saw all week.
Well, what was funnier than that to me is uh-huh. that when they put that up, they had on the bottom, Ray J commented and said, You're welcome.
That was great too. I saw that one too. You're welcome.
But anyway, did you hear about Corey from That's So Raven, sir?
Kind of, but I don't know. I don't have all the facts.
No?
I'll let you give me the facts. It doesn't stop me from judging, baby.
No!
It doesn't stop me from judging. I can tell you that. I will judge your ass whether I got the facts or not.
Oh, shoot. But anyway, all who are or were That's So Raven fans remember Corey. His real name is Kyle Massey. He's also from, he had a spinoff after That's So Raven called Corey in the House. He's been accused of some serious charges here. Accused of sexual misconduct with a 12-year-old. I'm sorry, with a 13-year-old.
How old is he? Did you say that?
Can you Google Kyle's age for me, please? Kyle Massey.
20, 22, 23 maybe. How old is Raven? Raven's got to be 30 almost, right?
Oh, no. I got it right here, babe. 27-year-old.
Yeah, close to 30.
27-year-old Kyle is being accused of sending sexual explicit photos, videos, and messages to a minor. What in the
all, Kelly, is happening?
Yeah!
How did he meet the minor?
The girl, who remains anonymous.
What does that tell you?
No, she's a minor. She should.
What does that tell you?
Anonymous?
Yeah.
It tells me she's a minor. She should be. If you're going to say that's not true, so she's anonymous. I don't know about that.
I was
think
actually thinking something else.
What's that? Go ahead. Because if you're under 18, they should never tell your name anyway.
She said that they met Kyle at Universal City in 2009 when the girl was 4.
Wow. He groomed her. It's a real R. Kelly shit here, boy.
I hate that word.
Groomed? I'm just saying.
He groomed her?
Yo.
He allegedly kept in contact with the child over the years because he was supposed to help her pursue a career in entertainment.
Right.
Now, listen, correct me if I'm wrong, but certain things just don't make sense to me right now. You kept in contact with a 4-year-old? What the fuck is that? Like, come on, yo. You telling me that the 4-year-old... Oh, because you said the 4-year-old could have her own phone, right?
Maybe she spoke 4 languages like Drake's kid. Who knows? It could have been a smart 4-year-old.
True.
No, it's obviously the 4-year-old's family. Listen, I'm finding, you know what I'm finding, and it's really disturbing, is what people would do for their kids to be famous.
That
I mean, this is a really recurring theme. This, see, it seems like that's the bait. They throw the bait out there. Hey, your kid will be famous. They reel you in, and that's it. I mean, and I'm sure he's done this with more than one kid. I'm sure it's not just this girl. If it's true.
Exactly. Can you mind throwing that in there?
If it's true, I'm sure this isn't the only time he's done it.
I'm going to just tell you like this. Like, you know, I'm all for the victim. If you're wrong, if you're disgusting, you know, you need to be treated accordingly. But critics' opinion, this shit don't sound right to me, brother. I'm just saying.
Okay.
When they met, he offered to fly the girl out to L.A. to stay with him and his girlfriend and to help her find an agent. But days later, he began to send her explicit texts and videos, including an image of Kyle holding his penis with a message that read, LOL, just messing with you, LOL. Now, when you say holding the penis, is it a clothed penis? Like, because that was unclear to me. When you, like, or was he just like grabbing his
a
nuts?
Dick shot.
Or, I don't know. It's like,
was it a dick pic or was it a pant pic?
Exactly.
You're trying to get different differentiation.
Exactly.
Because
that makes a world of difference here.
I would agree. Not really.
No,
they're,
really.
They're both inappropriate. One is prison inappropriate. One is you're going to prison inappropriate. The other one is just inappropriate.
Worry in the house is going to the courthouse.
Big house. No, whose house? Big house. Once again, my friends. Yeah.
The lawsuit claims that the girl. Are y'all ready for this? Because I hope y'all got time today. The lawsuit claims that the girl suffered great pain of the mind, body, shock, emotional distress, physical manifestations, emotional distress, embarrassment, loss of self-esteem, disgrace and humiliation, loss of employment.
Sounds like marriage.
Loss
except for the employment part.
Loss of enjoyment of life.
It is marriage. He might as well married her. He might as well married her.
Wait, excuse me. I'm not done. And he is being sued for.
Right.
You got time?
Yeah.
Intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, intent of seduction of a minor, lewd act with a minor, and annoying or molesting a minor.
Sounds like he had his dick out, just for the record.
The girl is seeking $1.5 million in damages. Kyle got that? Kyle got that?
I don't know. Somebody told me once that if you've seen somebody on TV so much that you know who they are, they have $1 million from royalties and residuals and stuff. Like if you've seen somebody on TV, just TV, not like, oh, he's a rapper, he's in a video here, and then he disappears. But if you've seen somebody like Miley Cyrus, who had that show for all those years, they're rich.
No, but because she's rich anyway. She's rich from my daddy.
But the residuals come all the time. Somebody told me that once who was an actor and was like, if you see somebody who's on TV and you say, oh, he was in such and such or he was in such and such, they're pretty much a millionaire because they've been on TV that long.
That sounds
unless they started basing, you know, or shooting up or something like that. You know, they're like Corey Feldman and they probably have no money.
Like the other guy from Raven, what is his name? Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't have $1 million.
No, but he could have.
Right.
But he smoked it up.
Right.
Yeah, you're smoking it up. Okay? You lose your money quick smoking it.
Sounds like you.
Nah, no.
Anyway, Kyle has not commented.
Probably a good thing.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, his mom went immediately to IG and she posted in caps, Kyle Massey is the victim.
She's 13.
Where is the justice for men? Women get to say and do whatever they want.
She's not a woman. She's 13.
Can I tell you what the woman said?
Sorry, I'm really aggravated.
I'm not Kyle's mother.
Oh.
May I?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, you were so convincing in the role that I thought
because
you were.
Because don't forget, the lawsuit is the parents, the mother and the child
right.
together. So who knows? She might be talking about
well, you know,
my mama.
As, you know, when he was a child actor, she only had to put...
Who?
When Kyle Massey was a child actor, you only have to put 20% of his earnings in the bank for him.
Only?
The parents can get 80%.
Oh,
that's true.
Act.
That's true. You only have to put 80% could be put towards expenses and anything else that the parents seem. But 20% has to be put into an account.
Oh, yeah?
That's terrible. That's called the Jackie Coogan rule. How much money did Jackie Coogan's parents steal from them that they named the rule after him?
Mm.
Think about that. And it's still only 80-20. 80-20. That's why kids...
Hopefully you get a good set of parents.
That's why they push the kids. Because they get 80% of the money.
Well, anyway, women get to say and do what they want and file lawsuits
under Jane Doe's.
Right.
And she said, and this is hashtag he too.
Listen, she's fucking 13 years old. It's not a woman.
I get it.
That's horrible.
Listen, we're going to see. We're going to see.
Everything, yeah.
If you notice, I purposely didn't mention any of these, the college scams.
Yeah, we've heard
that was going
that.
On. Yeah, I was good on that. But, yeah. And you know, I really just didn't want to revisit R. Kelly and Jussie. You know, we need a break from them.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens with Kyle.
All I can say is that I hope it's not true.
We'll see what happens with Cory Booker. That's going to be interesting.
You can't wait for that, huh?
Is it going to be like a Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie Presley kiss? I don't know. We'll see
what
we get
there.
That
was the worst kiss ever.
Yo, did you see his daughter? His daughter tried to, yeah. And then said she didn't try to quit. So, have you seen a family picture of them?
No.
They need his kids.
Bottom line?
Not one bit of his DNA. Michael Jackson was a weirdo, dude. He had two people have kids and then took the kids and said they were his. Why didn't he just have a kid?
Because he didn't want to use his penis for that reason.
Maybe want to sleep with those kids too.
Yeah, no, all right, I can't.
I don't know.
Can we wrap this up, please?
I mean, that's some weirdo shit, man.
That music can start.
It's weirdo shit, though, man. Isn't that weird? You don't think that's weirdo shit?
Listen, I sit next to a weirdo every Sunday.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. So do I.
We about to wrap this up, y'all. We be back next week. Lachey Show. We on Mixcloud. We on iTunes. We on Facebook. We on Instagram. We on Twitter. We on Who Mag Multimedia. And in the words of Red Cafe, what else?
We ate red meat.
I need a laxative.
Yeah, that was it.
See y'all next week, y'all. Lachey Show.
Push, 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 push